This first song is called Funky Stinking Love. Ah. America, I smell something. I smell funky love somewhere. And it's getting real funky. I know they are there. To my nose, it smells like sardines. But that funky good love is always clean. Stinking love, funky, stinking love, funky, stinking love. When you make love too long, the funk gets strong. With that sweet funkation, they'll keep on. The smell is not in your head, it only comes between a woman and man. Funky, stinking love. Funky, stinking love. Funky, stinking love.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
You're constipated!
Shit it out!
Don't throw it away!
Be the donut, man.
Don't slam the fucking door!
Don't look at that,
man! Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
I guess I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
Well, a very, very heavy, heavy gurgitation tonight.
Freaks, Dimension with you back for the Tuesday edition of TV. I've been reading the news today. Did you know there's a country named Syria? It sounds like cereal, kind of. It's spelled different, though. Don't worry, it's spelled different. But God, that just tickled my funny bone. And then I stopped reading the news. I went right to porn. Typically, when I experience a feeling or emotion, I immediately turn to porn. I don't know what that is. Sadness, I go right to porn. Happiness, porn. Laughter, porn. Crying, porn. Anger, I abuse an animal. Just take a fucking stick and find the nearest cat or dog and just go to fucking town on it. Just wail on it until it cries. And then I get a boner, and then I go right to porn. All roads lead to porn. That's going to be the title of my autobiography. Tim Henson, All Roads Lead to Porn. All right, listen, got a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's an extended episode, so if you're sideshow freaks, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, maybe more. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. This is a stupid bit where I try to find a poorly written, disgusting, or just bizarre piece of literature written to get you off. Now, we're going pretty far back for this installment. This Sextastic Tuesday story was originally read on November 14th, 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the XXX-Men, Mistress Ilsa versus Toilette.
It's Sextastic.
In the perverted comic world of the XXX-Men, one of their villains is a lesbian scat-loving neo-Nazi dominatrix, a product of Aryan genetic engineering named Ilsa. Her favorite slave is a little French girl she calls Toilette. This is the story of how Toilette earned that name. Finally, scat porn with Nazi undertones. The only fetish we haven't covered yet on Distorted View. Alright, here we go. Bitch! How dare you disobey me! Screamed the mistress at Toilette.
Mistress Ilsa, what do you mean? What have I done?
She pleaded, approaching her mistress on her hands and knees. Cunt, you mean you don't even remember my orders?
No, mistress, I...
You were supposed to bring me back 5 fresh-faced Jews. Mama needs to take her oven for a test drive. All right, no... All right, here, yelled Ilsa, stomping her high-heeled mid-thigh black patent leather boot on the metal floor with a loud clang.
Yes, mistress,
Ilsa immediately shoved the girl's face between her legs and pressed her open mouth roughly against her bared labia. Taken by surprise, Toilette assumed that her mistress wanted her to eat her out again, as her usual punishment goes, and began to lick Ilsa's cunt in earnest.
I ordered you to clean my bathroom. Now, since you forgot to do so, I figure a sufficient punishment would be for you to be my bathroom until I can get another one of my slaves to do this task. Understood, whore? Yes, mistress.
Toilet managed to mumble from between Ilsa's leg.
Good! Now lick my feet! I've had a long day and my feet really stink, so make sure you give them a good cleaning.
Ew, German feet.
With, oh Jesus.
With that, she pulled Toilette from her sopping cunt and shoved her down to the floor.
Yes, m'lady.
The stench of her mistress's sweaty feet disgusted her, but the idea of being forced to degrade herself in this way turned her on enough for her to overcome her revulsion. She began by licking the top of her mistress's right foot, where the sweat was the least pungent.
No, bitch! The bottom!
Yelled Ilsa. I don't know how to do a German accent, otherwise I would be screaming it in German. As she pulled her foot from the young girl's grasp and spanked her with a riding crop... Where the hell did that come from? Toilette let out a large, startled yelp and rolled over onto her backside to protect it from further abuse. Ilsa used the opening to stick her filthy big toe in her slave's mouth.
Suck it, whore! Suck all the filthy shit off of it!
After... That's a ringtone right there. Let's hear how that would sound. Ooh, I've got an incoming call.
Suck it, whore! Suck all the filthy shit off of it! Suck it, whore! Suck all the filthy shit off of it! Suck it, whore! Suck all the filthy shit off of it!
Could you imagine? You're picking your kids up from daycare and your phone starts ringing and that is your ringtone? Oh, fantastic. It's going to be the first thing that's going to be up on the member section on the website. All right, back to the story here. She's licking that filthy shit off of her feet. She definitely detected a foul taste on the woman's feet, and it wasn't just toe jam. Uh-oh. Who saw this coming?
Yeah, that's good. You know, I can't believe it, but every time I take a short walk barefoot through the park, you just can't avoid stepping in some animal shit.
Toilette was no longer very turned on by her mistress's preparations.
Shut up, whore! Just be happy I didn't bring the whole thing back for you to eat. There are worse things than having to suck my toes, cunt.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. Alright, so soon she had thoroughly cleaned both of her mistress's feet and had the nastiest taste in her mouth. Yeah, well, that taste is Lhasa Apso shit. Alright.
Good! Good, but as I said, I've had a long, hard day.
It mainly consisted of raping the hell out of all of her personal servants.
And I feel all gross and sweaty. Now, since my shower is in no shape for usage, you'll just have to cleanse me yourself. You can begin with my armpits.
Again, she lifted the small girl up by her hair and shoved her face in her raunchy armpit. Toilette was revolted by the salty taste and the thick, full armpit hair that went unshaven for weeks. As her face was buried in the forest of musky sweat, she could feel something tickling her nose.
Oh, no.
She opened her eyes and squinted to see what it was. Ilsa spoke up. Lick the lice out of my pits, cunt! They're itching me and it's driving me crazy! Do it now, whore!
Oh, no.
Lice fetish. That's a new one for Sextastic Tuesday. Do it now! Toilette lapped up all the crabs that infested her master's pits, and she could feel them in her mouth squiggling. She gagged. Ilsa then said, "Say ah! This will help keep those buggers down." The girl did comply, completely perplexed by this new torment. Its meaning became horribly clear, however, when she heard the odd snorting sounds of her mistress, followed by quickly the sickening feel of slime-covered chunks of snot dripping into her mouth and coating her tongue. Holy mother of shit! They slid slowly down her tongue like snails. God, she's got crabs in her throat, snails. It's like a fucking aquarium in there. In the back of her mouth, right on the opening of her throat. The disgusting feeling made her gag uncontrollably. Well, that's understandable, Toilette.
Barf! And that's 50 strokes with the cat-o'-nine-tails, bitch!
Toilette hated the feeling of that tart snot,
but she hated the pain of her mistress's whips even more. So she controlled herself as best she could. Ilsa continued the disgusting ritual for a few more minutes, thoroughly disposing all the mucus in her nasal passage.
Hot.
When Toilette had swallowed what seemed to be mouthfuls of snot, Ilsa stopped and ordered the slave girl to suck and lick each of her nostrils in order to ensure their cleanliness. I like how Ilsa is concerned with her cleanliness. Meanwhile, she's got crabs in her armpits, stinky-ass toe jam shit feet, with strange mucus buildup problems. All right, yes, this was a fairly easy task for her, since most of the offensive material had already been sent to her stomach.
Good! Very good, you dirty little piece of shit! Now!
Ilsa roughly dropped the girl to her knees with her riding crop and once again shoved the girl's face between her legs. Finally, thought Toilette, she would make her mistress come and the session would be over. With that thought in mind, she ate her mistress's cunt with renewed fervor. But in an instant, Ilsa pushed the girl down and sat on her face. Ilsa violently grabbed the little French girl's forehead and straddled her face and let loose a long, wet fart that splattered on Toilette's face, who hungrily licked her beloved mistress's ass and devoured the first bits of Ilsa's load. The vile smell she once despised was now the biggest turn-on in the world. You know, the world is a really big place, Toilette. I feel that you saying her shit was the biggest turn-on in the world, it just leads me to believe you haven't really explored much. Have you tried the missionary position? Alright, then Ilsa let loose the first sticky, wet, smelly, soft shit right in Toilette's mouth. That's how she got her name. Toilette was surprised at first, and her first instinct was to pull away, but Ilsa's firm grip on her head made this impossible. She tasted the shit with her tongue, but before she could decide whether or not she could stomach it, the brown, slimy thing was forcing its way deeper into her mouth. Forceful shit, man. To avoid choking, she began chewing it. Oh no, you can't chew shit. It's like peanut butter. Spreading its taste around her mouth, she had to swallow in spite of her natural urge to barf, which she managed to suppress for the moment. The excess shit gathered about her lips and on her chin. It's a good look. She tried to shove it back in her mouth with her fingers, but some of it still dropped onto the floor. Once she finished the first piece, she began licking her mistress's ass clean, but when she stuck her shit-stained tongue up her ass, she tasted the tip of another piece! This one came out much faster. It was softer and tasted even more strongly like foul dog shit. This one was bigger and she had to swallow it without chewing in order not to spill. Jesus. She squished into small pieces with her tongue and gulped down piece after piece of the raunchy shit. After that piece, she felt Ilsa's asshole dilate and a huge solid shit with yellowish-green streaks and peanut-looking things in it began to emerge. It smelled worse than a stable full of horse shit. It must have been 2 inches wide and a foot long. Toilette chewed and chewed and swallowed as fast as she could. She gagged on a particularly large piece of it and half-barfed, filling her mouth with regurgitated shit, half-decomposed by her own acidic fluids. Ilsa seemed ignorant of Toilette's plight, and the shit kept on coming, forcing some of the barf out of Toilette's bulging mouth and onto the floor. Ilsa pinched off her final loaf and said,
"Very good, bitch! Next time, I'm not gonna be so easy on you!"
Dun, 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 the end.
Yeah, there you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for May 7th, 2013. Brought to you, as always, by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. Mother's Day is just around the corner. I know what she wants. A new strap-on. Yes, it's role reversal time. Mama's gonna dominate your daddy. There's all sorts of great strap-ons available at Adam and Eve. You know, some have leather bands, some have Velcro. So you can strap it on, strap it off, strap on, strap off, oh god, strap on, strap off, the strapper, why am I the woman now? That's what your dad's screaming. Why isn't there a product called the strapper? Listen, they don't have just strap-ons, there's kinky bondage toys, anal sex toys, women's sex toys, where you can
plunge into pleasure. Feel free to use that, by the way. Dildos, vibrators, sex toys for men. You can build your confidence and boost your sex drive and your sex organ with pumps. Look, they've got toys for girls and boys and couples. Benoit balls. I'm not even sure what you do with Benoit balls. Isn't that a thing? Aren't Benoit balls the things you roll around in your hand? I don't know. But they also have lingerie, costumes, necessities like condoms, and gels and lubricants and stuff. Look, if it's exotic or erotic in nature, AdamandEve.com has you covered. And for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's half off. Pick out something you like, add it to your cart, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, or if you've already used it, it's not working for some reason, try coupon code DV. They're also going to throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. All that's going to be sent to you free of charge. That's right, you're also going to get free shipping when you use coupon code FREAK or DV at AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Support the program, become a super freak, get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs and exclusive shows. Got an extended show for you today, as a matter of fact. Plus, we post videos, all sorts of good stuff up on the Sideshow. Brand new site will be launching soon. God, I hope it's going to be soon. I keep promising this to you, but it's kind of out of my hands at this point. I have people working on it, and it's slow going. But doesn't matter. All that amazing content is available right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Also, don't forget jigoo.net, J-I-G-O-O.net. Get all of your Distorted View merchandise. We've got very inexpensive pens, value cups. Yeah, you pour your favorite drink in this plastic cup. That only costs like a couple dollars with a Distorted View logo on it, value mugs, t-shirts, all sorts of great stuff. I have a new section that I just set up called Digital Downloads. There's only one thing available right now, but if you missed our DV Shitty Night at the Movies, where I played this horrendous movie called Child Bride, you can now download that show for $4.99. Sideshow freaks, of course, get it for free. But if you're an asshole and you don't want a Sideshow membership, you can purchase just the movie. It's a 60-minute movie, but the actual DV Shitty Night at the Movie is like an hour and 50 minutes. It basically just features me commenting on this movie as we play it. It's a movie that's in the public domain, so it's not like we're going to be watching Men in Black or something. I don't know why I picked Men in Black. Because I just read that they're going to be making another Men in Black movie. As if we haven't seen enough of that shit. But whatever. Why aren't they remaking Child Bride with underage nudity and shit like that? I know the answer to that. But listen, it was a very fun show, DV Shitty Night at the Movies. If you like, things like Mystery Science Theater 3000, it's kind of like that, where I'm commenting throughout the movie, listeners are participating, then halfway through we have an intermission, we have a retard dance party, good stuff like that. So it's a fun time. If you want to download it, it's $4.99. It's up on jigoo.net right now, our first digital download. Or you can sign up for the Sideshow for a couple bucks more and get everything. So, whatever. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but whatever. All right, listen, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, guys always say that the insane bitches are the ones who can really fuck. If you want a good time, find yourself a crazy broad. As long as she doesn't get too attached to you, you'll be fine. If you break her heart, though, watch out. She'll fucking cut you. A Vancouver teacher says his career has been derailed by an ex-girlfriend who won't stop posting offensive comments about him on the World Wide Web. I feel not only shut out of my own profession, but any job I apply for, said Lee David Clayworth, 35. He has the name of a serial killer, doesn't he? Lee David Clayworth, who has applied for several teaching jobs since January with no positive responses whatsoever. He believes prospective employers are turned off by the web postings. This is a dark place. It's a very, very dark place to be in, and I'm powerless. He sounds suicidal. He said he's been cyberstalked relentlessly for 2.5 years, despite a court ruling ordering the material to be removed, and his ex-girlfriend jailed for contempt of court. The secondary part of it, where the court order is enforced, people just ignore it, though, he says. Clayworth is a Canadian who dated a woman named Li Qingyan for several months. Yeah, Chinese women are the worst kind of crazy. All right, after they split up, she broke into his apartment and stole his laptop and hard drive along with other personal belongings. She then hacked into his email account and sent messages to all of his contacts posing as him, talking about how he had sex with underage students. Little did I know, this was just the beginning of this campaign of harassment and cyberstalking, said Clayworth, who has several glowing references indicating that he is an exemplary teacher. The support I received from my former school, from colleagues, from students, from my principal, from my deputy principal, was incredible. Why did you ever leave? Court documents show Yan retrieved nude photos of Clayworth that were in his computer, pictures she had taken, and posted them on several websites. She also plays hundreds of comments on various social medias. See, the problem with crazy people is they can't hold a job, so they got a lot of free time on their hands to ruin other people's lives. All right, I feel like some of my listeners are also in that category. All right, she also plays hundreds of comments on various social media sites, fucking losers with no time on their hands, accusing him of disgusting, even criminal behavior. I did a Google search. That's how she probably pronounced it, because I'm racist. I did a Google search of my name, and I saw profiles listed saying I am a psychopath, I'm a child molester, a pedophile, I'm involved with my students, and so on and so forth. Then it just steamrolled. I remember waking up in the morning going online. 200 new postings would be there from throughout the night. And the things they said were the most hurtful. He sued Yan in Malaysia, where the judge found her guilty of defamation and ordered her to pay him the equivalent of $66,000 in damages. Let me guess, he hasn't received a penny. The harassment didn't stop, though. We'd both be in court for proceedings, and, you know, 4 hours later, she'd be at it again, online posting stuff. The judge then ordered Yan in prison for contempt of court, for continuing her smear campaign, but she left the country. That's one way to continue slandering. Just leave. Fuck this shit. Clayworth believes she's now in Australia. Everything that was digital and saved in my life, whether it was in the hard drive or laptop, is just at the disposal of this woman, said Clayworth. It'll never stop. It'll go on and on. It's been almost 2.5 years now. The court also ordered search engine providers Google, Yahoo, and Bing to block Clayworth's name from being searchable, but that's proved unenforceable. Google has been no help whatsoever. The authorities can't track her. She's outpacing them. If I were him, I would simply change my name at this point. Get your name legally changed. Just cut all ties with those email addresses. Just start fresh so she can't, find you. Although, she's a crazy. I would stay away from all dry cleaners and Chinese takeout places. She might have some operatives placed in these locations, tracking you. Poor guy. All right, the story does not have a happy ending. It just pretty much ends with him saying his life is in a constant state of unimaginable misery. There you go. Sounds like my life. All right, second story we have for you today. An armless artist has been denied entry into the UK. Why, you ask? They require fingerprints, which is a real problem. I don't know how this guy lost his arms. I don't know if he was born without them or if they were cut off. But if so, I would simply cut off one of my fingers and keep it around my neck so that I'd always have my fingerprint handy. I mean, it's kind of creepy to have it as a necklace, but, you can keep it in your clutch. I don't know many guys that have clutches. I know I have a clutch or a man purse or wallet. I don't know. Look, an artist who was born without arms. Oh, okay. Never mind. Says he could not get permission to enter the UK last month because he could not give fingerprints. Karibek Kuryakurov. I guess he's from Kazakhstan or something. Planned to attend an anti-nuclear conference in Edinburgh. But he got a letter from the British consulate saying his biometrics were of poor quality and asking him to resubmit his application.
The UK Home Office said his visa was not refused, and it may have been the result of a miscommunication. Mr. Kuykerov, 44, who was forced to cancel his attendance, spoke of his disappointment. I don't understand! You don't understand! They require a fingerprint, and you have no goddamn fingers! That's the problem! That's where the miscommunication came. Most people do have fingerprints. I mean, you can say you're disappointed, you're angry, whatever, but to say you don't understand. Maybe they did not understand that I am disabled or check the information provided. Yeah, maybe. But in my online visa app, it was written that I'm an artist. You know, alright, so there's a little comment box you filled out. You know how many of these things are processed every day? They're not going to read every little, you know, thing. No one reads anything. I can't even get my goddamn order right at Arby's. Hey, I said lettuce and tomato on my roast beef sandwich. Why is that so hard to do? By the way, I'm posting the picture on Twitter. That reminds me. I've got a beef with you, RB. A roast beef. retard. I understand. When you go to a fast food restaurant or you look at advertisements or advertisements, they show their products in the best possible light. So, if you're looking at a hamburger at McDonald's, oh, it's juicy and thick, right? Piled high with lettuce and tomato and all that other shit, right? And then when you get the actual hamburger, it looks kind of chintzy in comparison. But you have got to see the picture of the fucking French dip Swiss thing I got at Arby's the other day. All right? I couldn't believe what I was looking at. It looked like it should not have been served. It looked like it was old. Like they found it in the corner underneath the curly fry fryer. Right? Like it's a week or two old. And they're like, it's okay. Just serve it anyway to this guy who wants a French dip Swiss whatever. French dip, what is it called? French dip, Swiss and dip, in Dijon, no, au jus, sauce, whatever. But you got to check out this picture because it is insane. There's no way this thing should have ever been served. And I'll put it side by side with the image that's on their website and on the menu at the Arby's. It's for goddamn cockulish. Shade. All right, I'm sorry. I mean, I have some real problems here. What are we talking about? A guy with no arms? Oh, right. I can understand why he would be disappointed, too. All right. But in my online visa application, it was written that I'm an artist and I don't have hands. I paint by holding a brush in my mouth and between my toes. So, you know, he's probably not a very good artist. It's a fucking gimmick. Mr. Kuykerov was born in the region of Semipalatinsk, the former Soviet Union's main nuclear testing ground. Many thousands of children were born with disabilities during the nuclear test program. Mr. Kuykerov has used his paintings to campaign for nuclear disarmament. Good luck with that. For the past 20 years. All right. Who's going to take a man with no arms seriously? Final story we have for you today. Do you have a runny nose? It could be brain fluid seeping out of your nostrils. A man recently found out that his chronic runny nose, which had sometimes persisted throughout the entire calendar year, was not caused by allergies like he thought. That would explain why Claritin did absolutely fucking nothing. His brain was leaking fluid, and doctors had to perform surgery to fix the problem. The patient, Joe Nagy, first noticed the issue one morning after waking up. Broop! The clear liquid dribbled out of my nose like tears out of your eye. I don't know what the fuck that broop was for, but that's a quote from him. Broop! How much brain fluid did you lose? It done did rendered you retarded. Broop, beep, broop. That's how he speaks. All right. He's devised a whole language. Broop, beep, boop, broop. All right. I go, what is this? Nagy noted that the frequency of the runny nose increased with time. He didn't notice. I don't know the consistency of brain fluid, but I'm guessing it's different than snot. Nagy noted that the frequency of runny nose increased with time. From incidents occurring once or twice per week to a nose that was running on a near constant basis. I wonder if it would run more when he thought hard. No, that's not how that works. It began to affect his life in other arenas beyond his health, at one point causing an embarrassing moment while reaching for model airplane blueprints.
It was about a teaspoonful of liquid. It splashed over the top sheet. I said, these damn allergies. He added, I was embarrassed as hell. When allergy medication and a constant supply of tissues didn't help, he turned to experts to find out the source of the problem, and it was then that he found out that he had leaking brain fluid caused by a tiny hole in his tiny brain. Nagy recalled about finding out the diagnosis, quote, I was scared to death, if you want to know the truth. Neurosurgeon Peter Nakaja said that it's possible for Nagy to have the affliction while still being able to live his life. These leaks can be very tiny, a little like a puncture on a bicycle tire that sometimes you have trouble even finding where it is. Noting that the brain replenishes its supply by making 12 ounces of brain fluid a day. Though a case of meningitis delayed the surgery for some time, Nagy ultimately underwent the procedure. And it proved successful in curing his problem. So there you go. Next time you have a cold, I hope you're freaked the fuck out. Thinking it's your brain fluid. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys. Don't forget, you know, we do have a voicemail line for you. If you want to leave me a comment, 206-666-4463. Always looking to hear from new freaks, freaks who haven't called in a long time.
Timmy Boo, it's Operating Thetan, your sideshow member. I just wanted to say I love, love, love your aunt. You have to get her on the show more often. She's like the original freak, maybe even more than your dad was. She is so... fucking funny. Now I know where you get your love of shit from. It's genetic.
I had no idea my aunt was that into shit. You know what I mean? Like she was that open to talk about shit. I mean, she has no problem relaying these stories to me. It's a little unsettling, honestly.
Love of shit from. It's genetic. It's from your aunt. Please, you have to call her up sometime.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because the last time I talked to her, my mom said, you know, Tim's always calling me to relay these stories, to tell these stories. She said, well, why don't you just call your aunt? And she was there, and she said, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. So, yeah, my aunt would be more than willing to come on the program. So the next time I hear she has a shit story for us, I will get her on the line.
Tim, how much fucking money did you spend having a giant foam rubber penis made for Stephanie? Was that the money that I send you, like, every month, that $7, $8 a month? Because fucking stop it. It was fucking disturbing. And I'm not kidding.
No, believe it or not, first of all, it was not a foam rubber penis. Or it was not a foam penis. It was a flaccid rubber penis. Remember I told you that guy's guy got a fleshlight or one of those things? Or I can't remember what it's called. It's like a fleshlight. But they packaged this tiny little flaccid penis in with it. And I'm like, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do with this? Like, even if I was into shoving stuff in my ass, which I'm not, I will have you know, you wouldn't be able to shove this thing in here. I don't know what it's for. It was just like this small flaccid penis with balls. And I'm like, well, what the hell am I going to use that for? And then it dawned on me after I got this Steffi. My Steffi puppet, that I would be able to put it to good use, and I was. So it just it worked out well.
Hey there, Tim. Hey, Fool, Freeloader, Fuggo. Just calling to give you a little joke. How many Mexicans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
One.
Just Juan.
See, I knew it.
Hey,
I have a friend named Juan. That's why I knew that stupid joke.
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Dick Girl Guy. Hey, I'm calling because I wanted to comment on the Distorted View online store. I like all the stuff you're putting on there, but I'm kind of disappointed in you because there isn't a Distorted View baseball cap yet.
It's funny you should mention that. I'm looking into that as well. I can't wait because I need a baseball cap. I was going to ask you guys for suggestions. I don't really like sports. And I have that Dr. Pepper baseball cap, and I know it's around here somewhere, but I can't find it. And I really should have a couple baseball caps. I found a Superman one, the Superman logo, but I thought that was kind of dumb. So if any of you guys know of a cool baseball cap, suggest it to me, please. But yeah, I did want to come up with some Distorted View baseball caps. That's the next product. But I have to – they're fucking expensive because they're going to be embroidered, right? And I have to figure out exactly how I want the logo to look. I would like to add another color to the logo, but it's just that goddamn face with the eyes. I don't know. I don't know how to spruce that up a little bit, stylize it a little bit. But I definitely want to do that.
Yeah, baseball caps are going to be coming soon.
I'm kind of disappointed in you because there isn't a Distorted View baseball cap yet. I figured with the amount that you love hats, I figured that would be one of the first things that you make.
Oh, there's so many different options when it comes. Like, I like a certain look to my baseball cap, like a certain profile, if you will. I don't like those, like, trucker fucking hats, those big ones. I like them. I don't know. And then there's, like, I was looking at it. There's constructed and unconstructed, which I think just means, like, how the bill is. I don't know. I have to look into this a little bit more. If anyone has suggestions on baseball caps, please email me.
But, yeah, I buy the shit out of a baseball cap with the little devilish-looking face on the top. I think that would be awesome. Maybe, like, a DB somewhere on it, too.
Yeah, I would like to. The way I'm envisioning it will be there's the logo on the front and on the back. It'll have the website, distortedview.com.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. I totally
If you have a suggestion on color as well, I was thinking of a dark brown-ish color.
Buy that. So you should definitely make that and put it on the store.
Or maybe dark navy blue, because that orange logo would contrast well with that. Okay, enough.
Hey, Tim. Paul from St. Paul here. You know what? I've never told you about my when you know you're a freak moment.
Okay.
And for me, it happened in the executive washroom at work.
No.
And I went in about the same time as vice president. And, God, that's better. Anyway, so the vice president goes into the stall, and
himself.
I go to the urinal. And I, whip it out, start taking care of my business, and I hear this sound. And the very first thing I thought of was, hey, I haven't listened to Distorted View yet today.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and by the way, their shit does stink, yeah.
All right, very good. Glad to know.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Buffalo Asshole here. Just came across a great zombie movie. Actually, it's a piece of shit zombie movie. It's called Retarded, and it's set in a group home. You might want to look it up. There's probably some good audio.
It sounds like the type of movie we'd produce here at Distorted View.
No, it's still a steaming piece of shit, but it's
Retarded.
Retarded.
All right, sounds like a fantastic film. How many Oscars did it take home?
Oh, Tim, Mr. Z in Chicago. Some time ago, you set up some Sucktastic Tuesdays on the iTunes thing, and you've never updated it. There's only been...
Well, listen, yes, you're absolutely right. I'm glad you mentioned that as well. Yeah, I started the Sucktastic Tuesday feed, hoping that I get some new listeners that way. People looking for sex, funny sex stories, run across that podcast, and they'll come to Distorted View. But the ultimate goal was to create a whole website called SucktasticTuesday.com, and Corey's working on that. So the new Sucktastic Tuesday will launch in the coming months. Along with the new SuperFreakSideShow.com probably as well. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
My ass feels like a burning angel.
Oh. Oh, I know how you feel, lady. I was actually thinking of this clip when I was taking a shit earlier. You know, last night I had Chipotle. And I asked for a little bit of the hot sauce on my burrito, and I think that's what did it. I think they put too much, and I think it just burned my asshole when my shit was coming out. And that's what all I could think of when I was in pain shitting. My ass felt like a burning angel. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Please don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. I'll read some more comments soon, some more of the reviews, and I'll give out some DB merchandise. So if you want a prize, leave us a comment, review, or whatever on iTunes. If you're Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. No. When I was young, I only wanted to be
this great tragedy.